Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
I'm always wondering what the founders, what they thinking. Where's our Washingtons, our Thomas Paines, our Jeffersons and Lincolns? Why you had the red carpet club partying and drinking the USS Liberty instead of thinking so? Let me tell you what's really going on. Hope and change is code for your liberty's gone. Yes, we can. Propaganda for a socialist song. You need to realize he's breaking America's bond. His plan all along. And you need to realize that winning the future is just a future full of lies. He's wearing a disguise. Let it drill in the gulf. Because behind the sheep growing, you know that you're just a wolf.
All
right.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
The heart of a coward caught in foreign policy forgets we are endowed by a creator, no apology. Rule more like a king when we were just some colonies. The patriots are marching, creating the greatest following, especially with the president like Barack Hussein, who proved he'd rather be playing a golf game than take care of the lame, the sick and heavy laden. Instead of helping Libya, he just spit on the nation. But what can you expect from a FDR clone with no guts? You lost our trust, you ain't got a backbone. Chicago is your home, it shouldn't be DC. We the people speaking up, tell me can you hear? We all right.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
The Barack is soon to set sail. Vote for all, it's just hope and fail. I'd rather have a tax break in any light rail. A police you can stick to with word from his campaign trail. His issue with integrity, it's just very evident. Guantanamo being only one piece of the evidence. Flip-flops to D.C. would be a nice sentiment. Come this election, I hope we change the president, all right.
All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright. All over the world, Obama keeps bringing that liberal drama. Failed policy after failed policy. God save the Republic, we're not a democracy, alright.
Is it just me, or is Blog Talk's audio really bad when I play back some of these clips using the Blog Talk control panel? The songs are just horrible, so I'm probably going to go back to the old way of doing it and get better sound quality. I do apologize for that. You're on. You're on the air with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report. Today's date is August 24th, 2011. Beautiful but shaken Washington, D.C., the United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. I'm on at 11 o'clock, I mean, at 8 o'clock now, and I'll probably be on this slot for a while. Wahoo Media are doing some things that will have us streaming live on the air 24 hours a day. Yeah. We're going to be on applications like Stitcher and and the variety of applications that you could use in your car, satellite radio, smartphone apps, all of that. And so it was decided that the 8 o'clock time slot would be a good change for me, given that we have a couple of folks out on the West Coast who are going to follow my show and they don't want to. And so they figure that it'll be a good time for them as well. So we're probably going to be on for a while at this this time period, 8 until 9, and on special occasions, 9:30. Southern Sense is in the house. Tesla, wow, great. Blog Talk King is here, one of my Marine buddies. He's probably going to have a show on at some point really soon. Tonight we're going to talk about something special, because I don't think it's talked about quite enough, and that's Barack Obama and his the current state of his relationship with the so-called African American community. I myself do not like that term. I am 49 years old, and in the course of my lifetime, I have been Negro, I have been Black, and now someone has decided that I am now African American. I'm not rolling with that. I'm going to stick with just one of those three, and I'm going to stick with the one that I grew up most with. And that's just plain old Black. And in absence of being Black, I am simply American. That's right. I'm American. I'm not a Black American. I'm not an African American. I'm not any of those things. I am American. But if you must, you can go with the Black thing if you need to. But right now, and for the foreseeable future, likely till the day I die, I'm going to just be plain old fashioned America. American. All right, so we have a situation here developing where we have Black, so-called Black leaders coming out and getting on Obama's case, stating that he's not doing enough for the Black community. I guess they're finally fed up. Maybe my brother has been talking to him, because my brother's been saying all along that when he voted for Barack Obama, he was expecting a job, and he finds himself without one. And so he believes that his vote has been wasted because he doesn't have the job that he believes that Obama promised him. I'm not kidding. My brother believes that Barack Obama, by virtue of Barack Obama being somewhat Black or African American, owes him a job. By virtue of Obama, by virtue of Obama being Black, my brother has stated that he is entitled to a job. He probably wants, from what I gather, one of those no-show jobs that the mobsters used to get, where they just go and pick up a check at the end of the week. They don't actually work there, but they're on the rolls. One of those no-show work jobs. I think that's what my brother wants. I teased him about it earlier today. Obama. Black folks. Big mess. A Washington poll revealed a very steep decline in support for our president, from his liberal African American voter base and assorted other liberals. The number of liberal Democrats who strongly support Obama's record has plummeted, surprise, surprise, from 53% to 31%. The number of African Americans who support Obama's performance on the economy. One stood at 77%, and 70% of that was simply because Obama was black. The other 7%, they actually believed the hype. And that number now sits at just over half of those surveyed. Obama's shrinking approval comes on the heels of a recent study which showed a surge in the wealth gap between whites and minorities, an unprecedented black unemployment rate of 17.2%, and a collective attitude from the black community that the Obama administration's policies do little to nothing to aid black folks. In that little bus tour with that $1 million Canadian bus that Obama trolled around in, went to the heartland. White folks, black folks feel slighted. We as a people have always suffered from an inferiority complex. And so when Barack Obama's rolling out in a $1 million ride, luxury bus, headed out into lily white land, black folks are bound to take notice and become just a little upset by it. You know, I've always said that it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. I know it sounds like that Michael Jackson song. When it comes to your wallet. Oh yeah, we brothers. We dapping. We doing the fist bump, the elbow bump. We're throwing up signs. It's all good. You my dog. We brothers. Right up until the time when that wallet gets a little thin. Then we're not brothers anymore. Somebody's got to come up with some jack. And what we have here is a case of the whole black thing with Obama kind of wearing off a little bit. Because that blackness, or that so-called blackness that Obama's putting out there, it's not doing anybody any good. Certainly not in the black neighborhoods. It's not doing anybody any good. Not a single American. Unless you count yourself among those who are looking for something for nothing. But black folks now are saying, hey, this guy's been in office nearly 3 years. My wallet's getting thinner and thinner. It's shrinking more and more. What's happening here? I thought when we got a black president, all this was going to change. That I wouldn't have to pay my car note. That I could ride around for free. I could get free gas. It was going to be great. Wouldn't have to worry about paying my car note. I wouldn't have to worry about putting gas in my car. If Obama takes care of me, I'm going to take care of him. But what happened to all that? Where's mine? Where's my free stuff? Where's my handout? There's none coming. And now blacks are saying, hey, what's happening here? What's going on? They're blaming. They need somebody to blame. So do they blame Barack Hussein Obama? Not really. He's just a puppet. He's still, even though he's president, he's the white man's puppet, according to some. And he's doing the bidding of white corporate America. Some say it's the Tea Party that's the problem. Southern Sense, who has a great show on Blog Talk Radio, writes that her wallet has shrunk faster than her ex-husband's. You know what? Oh, my God. You know, maybe I should have read that before I just read it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, Barack Obama not feeling the love in the black community right now. Oh, they're all talking about it. They're talking about him bad. I almost feel sorry for the guy. Almost. I have a clip here I'd like you to listen to, and it is hilarious. It's Cornel West, and I'll go ahead and call him Dr. West. He does have a PhD, so, I mean, I like the doctor title thrown my way every now and then. So I'll call Dr. West, and then Tavis Smiley. They're refusing to say whether they will vote to reelect Barack Obama. These are two of the blackest men on the face of the planet. These two men, these two intellectuals, these two pundits, these two black men looked up to in the community, they are blacker than Flavor Flav. If you know who Flavor Flav is, these two are blacker than he is. And they're saying that they might not vote for the man. The clip is like 9 minutes long, so I'm not going to play the whole clip. But you'll get enough of it to understand what's happening here. Check it out.
I'm now with Tavis Smiley, joining his co-host on the radio show, Smiley and West, Cornel West. Cornel, welcome.
Blessing to be here.
Nice to see you.
To have me on. Always a blessing to be on with Brother Tavis.
Now, listen, you were a big supporter of President Obama.
Oh, absolutely.
But you've also said this recently. You described him as the black mascot of Wall Street oligarchs and a black puppet of corporate plutocrats, and now he has become head of the American killing machine, and he's proud of it. Pretty strong words. You stand by those words?
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I supported my dear brother Barack Obama because I wanted to bring an end to the age of Reagan. Greed running amok at the top, indifference to poor people, and highly polarized body politic. When he moves into office, who do we get? We get his economic team coming right out of Wall Street, in the shadow of Wall Street. America had a nervous breakdown in 2008 owing to what? Wall Street greed. Now, all of us are greedy. We're Christians. Tavis and I are Christians. We know we all have gangster proclivities. But gangster actions, fraudulent behavior, insider trading, all the various criminal activities, none of it investigated or prosecuted as of now, that's what led to our breakdown. Now we're having convulsions. A debate over cutting? Cutting, and we come to poor people? There is a state of emergency in America. It is a matter of national security, the condition of poor and working people, as much as Iraq and as much as Afghanistan. Barack Obama does not make that a priority.
What?
That's why I'm deeply disappointed.
Why is he not prioritizing this?
He's got the wrong team. He's got the wrong people around him. It's very clear. When you say he, for example, I heard you say he's very calm and serene. I love calmness and serenity, but you know what? When people I'm concerned about are catching hell, which is working people of all colors, poor people of all colors, then you ought to have a state of emergency. FDR had a state of emergency. Abraham Lincoln, state of emergency. LBJ, our white brother from Jim Crow, Texas, has a state of emergency in regard to black Americans.
Let me ask you a difficult question. Does the African-American community in America generally, do you think, does he feel particularly let down because he's African-American, that you feel he's not doing enough for other African-Americans, many of whom are poor?
I think Brother Tavis said it well. I think there's an ambivalence. I think in black America, black people, for the most part, have a deep sense of protection of Barack Obama, right? He's viciously attacked by right wing and Fox News and others all the time. He lives under threat of death. We all pray for him daily.
But I mean, I haven't heard Fox News quite say what you said about him, so.
Well, no,
I'm not.
You know what the reason is? I tell the truth. Fox News doesn't.
That's
different, though. So,
that's the truth.
When you abuse him, it's not abuse.
I love mascots. I love puppets. People choose to be mascots. They choose to be puppets. They're still human beings. But when Fox News accuses him of being a socialist, and he's very much an extension of the very corporate state that has been squeezing out the juices of our democracy, making it difficult for poor children, precious children of all colors, to live lives of decency.
Tavis says the main focus now must be jobs, jobs, jobs.
Absolutely.
And most people are now in a consensus about this.
Focusing on poverty.
How do you get people who are out of work back to work quickly? How do we fix this crisis?
Well, one thing is that America has tremendous creativity when America has a priority. When you make jobs, jobs, jobs a priority, the kind of thing Tavis talked about, Paul Krugman talked about, Frank Rich talked about, Bob Herbert talked about, and go on and on and on. Robert Kuttner talks about, we come up with ways in which job programs.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that is the American.
That's the American
philosophy is choose a problem and then attack it with everything you've got. I mean, if you're sick with cancer, you want to be in somewhere like Los Angeles, mm-hmm. because the doctors will go, ba-doom! And I feel that until America collectively with this job situation does this but comes together and says, we are going to fix this.
That's right.
Until that happens, and it's not being driven yet by the top. Mm-hmm. The tip is it's squabbling with each other.
And some of this has to do...
Okay. We played a little bit of that clip. 9 minutes long. I don't want to play the whole thing, but you get the picture. Cornel West was kissing both cheeks, Barack Obama's narrow ass, for 2 years. No jobs, no free houses, no free cars, no free nothing. And the thin man, he gets in his bus and he rolls out to the heartland. Lily White. Black folks sitting watching those massive color TVs, no job to speak of. But yet, they're rolling. They got the Cadillac and the Mercedes-Benz in the driveway, but no job. They've got the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 and the big 40-plus-inch flat screen. Watching the news. No job now. Got all that. Always amazes me. It always does. I know. Does it sound racist? All right. But listen. Watching the thin man roll out in the heartland in a fancy bus speaking to nary a black man. And so... gets a few folks upset. Jesse Jackson's all upset. He's taking it out on a tea party. Sheila Jackson Lee taking it out on the tea party. It's the tea party's fault. Because now the tea party is blocking the handouts. You see, black folks, minorities of all kind, and Lily White, liberals too, they felt that they were going to get a free ride. The treasury was going to open up. The money was going to pour out. And it was going to be all really, really great. It didn't happen that way. It didn't happen that way. And Obama is feeling the heat. And the liberal news media, well, they've started to restructure their little house of cards because they're losing viewers by the cartload and frankly getting tired of Obama. Before all the chaos is over, it appears they'll look for greener grass and a new leader. George Soros has already said that Obama's not getting it done. He'll have to throw his money elsewhere if Obama doesn't straighten up. The poor guy. I can tell you right now, I'm starting to feel sorry for him. But not too much. No, I still want him gone. I want him gone. I'm not gone before the Secret Service shows up here. I mean, I want him gone, like... gone home to Chicago at the end of 2012, at the end of the next election. Let's be clear about that. When Chris Matthews, Mr. Tingle Up My Leg himself, or his leg, gets on national TV with his 7 or 8 people watching and tells Obama earnestly that he's losing it, we all know that Obama's in deep you-know-what. Chris did everything the other night but call Obama stupid. It was beautiful, you all. If you get a chance to watch it on TV, people, please do. I mean on YouTube, please do. In fact, Matthews laid out an ultimatum for Obama and basically said what we've been thinking all along. Since you don't have a plan, Obama, here's the plan now and follow it. That's what he said. Because Obama doesn't have a plan. That's why he's waiting until his vacation's over for somebody to fashion a plan for him so he can get up and read it off the teleprompter. Obama doesn't have a plan. He doesn't have a brain in his head. It's not like Obama is sitting down looking out in a rocking chair at the ocean, a beautiful sunset on Martha's Vineyard, working on his jobs plan. The guy is a moron. I mean, really. Somebody's crafting up something for him. And Mitt Romney, God bless his heart, is set to unveil his jobs plan for America the day before Obama is to announce his. Upstaging Obama, most likely with a better plan. And I'm loving it. I'm digging it. Mitt Romney, you may get my vote if you keep doing stuff like this. Now back to Chris Matthews. By the way, you're on with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. And I've had that 877-666-9305 number for almost a year, and nobody's called it. But nevertheless, poor Chris. He put his whole career on the line for Obama so many times, only to end up with egg on his face each and every time. And Matthews really isn't a person who enjoys being disgraced as much as he is. And the great one, Obama, he really blew it. I mean, really. Talk about a mess. Here's what happened. Obama has blown it with Chris Matthews. So much so that I actually look forward to watching or hearing about what Chris is going to say next. All of these people, all of these liberals put their Obama eggs in one basket. And here's what's happening, people. People are finding out that this guy's not God. They are figuring out that he's not God, he's not Jesus, he is not Abraham Lincoln, he's not FDR. Because as liberal and as socialist as FDR was, we can actually say that FDR was a brilliant man and a leader to boot, having fashioned his career for years in New York and other places, learning the ins and outs of government and politics, not some one-hit wonder, as we call him in the Marine Corps, a 90-day wonder. Poor Chris. When Obama delivered that last canned speech of boring crap, Chris was livid. He said he believes Obama has dropped the ball, and he continued by saying Obama isn't engineer of the stalled U.S. train. AFCIO President Richard Trumka is no longer sneaking in the White House behind closed doors. Like Chris Matthews, Richard gets on national TV and pointing his finger, waggling his finger, telling Obama what he'd better be doing or else kind of stuff. Did anybody see that? Apparently, the emperor is buck naked now. He doesn't have on any clothes. People are seeing that he's not very bright. And it's all over. It's all coming undone. What is the name of that song? Was it by Paper Lace? She's Come Undone? I can't recall. But that song could be played for Mr. Obama. He's come undone. And I'm enjoying it. I'm getting my popcorn ready for Fox News later tonight. Maybe they'll show a clip of Chris Matthews engaged in yet another meltdown. I'm so looking forward to it. It's beautiful, folks. It's a beautiful sight to see. Life is good when Obama is losing his cool. So, who else? Who else is jumping off the Obama bandwagon? Well, Brett Stevens from the Wall Street Journal. He wrote a very interesting article I have in here, which is basically a case study on stupid is as stupid does. It's called Is Obama Smart? No, he's not. No, he's not. And check it out. Dana Milbank from the Washington Post wrote, who is never at a loss for words, by the way, seemed to struggle a wee bit as he described the president's speech on the economy. Dana said he delivered his statement on the economy beneath a portrait of Abraham Lincoln, but that was as close as he came to forceful leadership. Wow. CNN's Eric Erickson wrote, he had a special on CNN discussing the S&P downgrade and the disillusional Democrats like David Axelrod who blamed the Tea Party for the downgrade. Chris says it doesn't compute. First they blame S&P, then they change their minds in midstream and blame the Tea Party. If it weren't such a serious issue, it's almost humorous that the Tea Party would be blamed for the downgrade. Even Maureen Dowd, New York Times, shows total disgust with Obama. Maureen Dowd, y'all. Describing Obama as a pragmatist who can't learn from his mistakes. She went on to say the senator who came across as the redeemer in 2008 ends up being the man in need of redemption. And we all know Maureen Dow doesn't mince words about the one she calls withholder in chief. And I can go on and on and on. God bless America. Obama has come undone. The emperor is buck naked. The dude behind the cloak in the Wizard of Oz, that's your president. But we knew it. We knew it all along. And we'll be right back after these brief messages. You're on with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report.
Barack Obama promised us a better economy, but he gave us bigger government, higher taxes, and skyrocketing debt. 2.5 million jobs lost, largest deficit in history, $14.3 trillion national debt. The picture is clear.
Nobody's looking to raise taxes right now. We're talking about potentially 2013.
We can't afford four more years of Barack Obama. Help America change direction. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Wow, these clips are just terrible. I'm not sure what's going on with Blog Talk, but I can tell you, I'm going to have to find a different way to play my clips from now on because that's just outrageous. Completely and utterly outrageous. Now, we've got it all over the news that Obama is losing liberals and black support all over the place. We've got it all over the news day and night. The guy's in trouble. Does anybody not agree? New research is showing a new a historic disparity in wealth between whites and minorities. President Obama is facing plummeting approval over his job agenda. He has no plan. He's chilling. Obama is on vacation, folks, having a great time. I got pictures of the man having ice cream and cake and riding that geeky-looking bicycle with that stupid helmet on his head. He looks like a goof. He's golfing. He's really enjoying himself. Meanwhile, other people are pretty much suffering. The Tea Party, it's a complete mess because they're being blamed. And it's hilarious because America can see through that. Most Americans can see through that. Marco Rubio is looking more presidential than Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton appears more presidential than Barack Obama. My dog, Nick, appears more presidential than Barack Obama. Folks, we've been bamboozled. We've been hoodwinked. We've been led astray. We've been led to believe that the Messiah has come down from the heavens and that he was going to bring us to the promised land. That when the Messiah speaks, that we would listen. That there will be bread on everybody's table, a turkey in the oven, giblets, gravy, candied yams, a car in every garage, a Cadillac no less, that we wouldn't have to worry about paying our bills. We wouldn't have to worry about putting gas in our cars because the one, our Savior, FDR, Abraham Lincoln, and none other than Jesus Christ himself has come down to save us in 2008. Genius. I even heard a man I have come to admire for many years, Newt Gingrich, whom I now can't stand, the other night referring to Barack Obama as a brilliant man, a very smart man. As he said this, I could see Laura Ingraham turning green, literally green, or was it my TV? She had to cut him short. A brilliant man, a very smart man. Why is Newt Gingrich playing kiss ass to Barack Obama? The man is not very bright. But we have been led to believe that we have Albert Einstein, Jesus Christ, Abraham Lincoln, FDR, all roll into one man who has come to save us. When the man can't string a sentence together, he cannot string a coherent sentence together without stuttering and stammering. He can't do it. I challenge any of you within the sound of my voice who can lay out a time when Barack Obama laid out a complete sentence without screwing it up. He relies so heavily on a teleprompter, one wonders if he has an original thought in his head. Cal Living writes in the chat room, and thank you for coming in, Cal. My thoughts about Obama is that he lost his leadership ability. Well, Cal, with all due respect, You don't lose leadership ability. You don't. You either have it or you don't. You don't. You don't lose it. You never lose it. It's ingrained in you. And for example, the Marine Corps. My son has just finished up OCS at Quantico. Quantico is not about developing or creating a leadership in you. It wants to find out, the men and women who train Marines there want to find out if you have it. Because if you have it, they can help you develop it, but they can't give it to you. Leadership is not something that comes and goes. You're either a leader or you are not. I understand, Cal Livingston, that putting it nicely. A leader does not need his supporters to call Congress to get his way. That's exactly right. I mean, I agree. I understand. But, you know, as I have stated often enough, that little dwarf president, Harry S. Truman, was nothing more than a failed artillery major in World War I, went home, and just like Ulysses S. Grant before him, failed at everything he tried. Everything. Was propped up by Senator Pendergast and put into the Senate, basically without doing anything. Turned out that this little dwarf of a man, annoying as he was, turned out to be a much better president than Barack Hussein Obama, because he was the leader. He took responsibility. He took ownership. The buck stopped with him every single time. But now here we have a president who is most likely going to blame this recent earthquake, this mild earthquake, as part of his blame game for why he can't get things done. And we've got people, black, white, liberal for sure, blaming still, after 3 years, George W. Bush. I was watching Fox and Friends this morning at 6 a.m. A panel was on earlier, later on that morning, and still, there were those who were blaming the previous administration, saying that Barack Obama came into office and inherited a mess, and that it takes time. It's going to take some time. Wow. It's going to take some time. Is that it? Is that all you got? Because from what we're seeing, folks, the man, every time he opens his mouth, he says something stupid and things go wrong. Cal writes in the chat room, is this the change we voted for? No. What happened was we voted for hope. Hope in what? Nobody asked that question. We voted for change. But what sort of change? Nobody asked that question. We voted for a man who we didn't even know what his school, we don't even know what if he actually attended the schools he says he attended, because his records are sealed. Why? My college records aren't sealed. Why would the President of the United States records be sealed? Eureka College in Illinois. I know exactly what grades Ronald Reagan got. I can find out what grades Bill Clinton received. Pretty smart man, was a Rhodes Scholar. We know that. Jimmy Carter's grades are available at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, where I attended. But Barack Obama's grades are sealed. We were sold an idea. We were sold hope. And things never actually work out that way, the way they're supposed to, when you are looking up to an idea, a deity, if you will. There are folks who are making this guy out to be some sort of a god. Halle Berry, God bless her stupid little heart. She is as dumb as a box of rocks. They don't come much stupider than Halle Berry, who stated just after Barack was elected that she would do anything for him. She would pick up trash along his way to clear his path if that's what was required. She would do anything for the man. There were folks who were claiming Barack Obama was Jesus, God Almighty. No, there really were. Folks had him coming into town, into D.C. on a donkey with a halo over his head, a thorny crown even, riding an ass, a donkey. He was the savior. How many times has this happened where we've had to deal with this kind of thing? Did not we learn from Hitler? Did not we learn from Mussolini and all the other despots who turned out to be not what they said they were? I certainly don't want to equate Barack Obama with those notorious, horrible people. But I would suggest that there is a similar worshipfulness, if I could throw that out there, if I insist, that this guy is some sort of a god, that he is superhuman and able to do so many things. No, the guy's approval ratings are shrinking because he does not know what he's doing. Well, Cal writes in the chat room, now tell me why when Obama was elected, the black people stated he's our prez, but where are they now losing supporting service? Because black folks thought, and I know this for a fact, that when Barack Obama was elected president, that they were going to be living good. That their situation were going to be improved. I can tell you from being black myself, honestly, that black folks wanted to always have, at some point, have a man in power, such as Barack Obama, not to better the United States of America, not to better the world, none of that. Black folks have always assumed that if a black man became president, then that black man would spend the majority of his time focusing on black issues. The black man, the black plight, the plight of the black poor, the plight of the black uneducated, the plight of the black this and the black that and the black that and the other. But Barack Obama is not focusing on any of that. The unemployment in the black community is 17.2%. It's probably much higher than that. Barack Obama does not tour black neighborhoods. He doesn't visit black neighborhoods. As I stated earlier in the program, he rode the bus in lily white areas, infuriating black leaders. And was it that idiot, Kanye West, from my hometown of Chicago, the rapper, who said, right after Hurricane Katrina, George Bush don't care about black people. He said it just like that. Well, if George Bush, according to Kanye West, didn't care about black people, then surely Barack Obama doesn't give a single damn. Because under the George Bush administration, for the full 8 years, unemployment in the black community hovered between 8.5% and 9.2%. Under the Obama administration, it's holding steady at 16.2% to 17.2%. Wow. And it's true, Cal. Black people always felt that if a black leader came into play, they'd get something for nothing. I made the point with my own brother. My own brother called me up a few months ago and said that he voted for Obama and he is pissed off. And he was truly upset. I had to hold the phone from my ear. My own brother, stating that Barack Obama did not get him a job. He assumed. He didn't say I thought. He said I assumed, I expected to be employed when we put a black man in office. That he expected this and he expected that. But now, we've got socialist, communist, Marxist congresswomen coming out of the woodwork, Florida, and other places saying that it's the Tea Party's fault, that Barack Obama's not doing enough for black folks, that it's the fault of everybody except Barack Obama. The thing is, Barack Obama doesn't care. He doesn't care about these things. Barack Obama is not black. He just looks that way. I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't mean like an Oreo. I mean, I don't mean like that. What I mean is that Barack Obama did not grow up in the black community. He did not grow up as a black man in the urban cities. He's not Jesse Jackson. He's not even Bryant Gumbel. At least Bryant Gumbel, who is the whitest black man on earth, still, grew up in Chicago on the South Side. Huh. Wow, that is amazing. So, you've got a man who simply appears to be black, who never grew up in a black neighborhood around black folks, grew up in Lush Plus, Hawaii, around a whole lot of communists and Marxists and socialists, who was sold to the black community as a brother, who simply has done nothing and has completely ignored the black community. And after 3 years, black folks are figuring out that this guy is not who he says he is. He's not who they thought he was. And they're rolling in another direction. Everybody except me and you are figuring out that Barack Obama is the emperor. He is the epitome of the emperor who has no clothes. He is the wizard behind the curtain in the Wizard of Oz. He is not who he says he is. And damn it, I take a special offense to him calling himself a professor of anything. Least of all, a professor of constitutional law, because as I indicated in last night's show, Barack Obama was not a professor of anything. And even he, drinking his own Kool-Aid, stated when asked a question about the Constitution that he's not going to put I'm not going to put my professor of constitutional law hat on and answer that question. You know why? Because you don't have a professor of constitutional law hat to put on, dude. Barack Obama was, to be damn generous, nothing more than a visiting professor, part-time. He couldn't even be called a professor. But yet all of you folks out there, a lot of you folks rather, believe the hype that Barack Obama was some scholar, a professor of constitutional law at the University of Chicago. The man was an errand boy, nothing more. And that's just one example. The guy's a mess. Thank you, Cal. That's a compliment in there. The Dems do need to have somebody run against Obama, but it's not going to do them any good. Because if things keep going the way they're going now, Barack Obama's not going to be reelected. He will not be reelected president of the United States at this. And I don't care how many illegal aliens he allows to stay in this country. It won't be enough. He's come undone. The thin man has been revealed. I mean, when you have a guy who's reading a teleprompter to a group of no less than 7 people, whose teleprompter doesn't start up for another 2 to 3 minutes as he's standing waiting to give a speech, and he can't even find the words to throw a joke out every now and then or a quip here or there, a la President John F. Kennedy. You know how John F. Kennedy he'd be waiting to start a press conference, and he'd throw a little joke out here or there and be real charming, you know, like that. Well, the last press conference Barack Obama gave on the economy after the downgrade, he just stood at the podium, standing room only. The teleprompter hadn't cranked up. Something went wrong with it. So instead of answering a question or two or joking with somebody out in the press, he simply stood there and said, "We're waiting. We're waiting." Like the automaton that he is. The man is a walking catastrophe. And I myself would look forward to sending him home on that one-way ride back to Chicago next November. I want to thank all my listeners. Thank you all for coming out on this new hour, this 8 o'clock hour. This is where we're going to be for the foreseeable future. Because we're going to be on Stitcher, and we're going to be on some other mediums. We're going to be broadcasting live, streaming live, and through mobile phones, smartphones, car radios, all kinds of stuff like that. So the hours change. You'll bear with listening to the show via at this new time slot. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you for being here. Cal, Beast Bomb, everybody, Tesla. All right. Southern, in here a little earlier. Thank everybody for listening. I do apologize for sound quality. But, yeah, blog talk, video. Good night, everybody. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Conservative Radio.